Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time
talk about
here.
To ask the CLO. So last year, huh? So last year. All right, here we go. Pebbles in Bethesda says, my husband and I have an annual house party on Christmas Eve. I invited my ex-boyfriend and his wife to our party, and my husband was tight with me all night after he saw them. He is stuck in the past. Why can't we all get along in 2025?
What? Okay, CLO. But what is we getting along for? Your ex-boyfriend and his wife, what is you still talking to him for to invite him to the party? Why he need to be at the party? He ain't got nowhere else he can go. Ain't no other party he can go to.
They give a great party. Sounds like.
Man, that's deep. You know, women, y'all, why can't he leave stuff in the past? Why don't you leave it in the past? See, if you want him to leave it in the past, why don't you leave it in the past? If your ex-boyfriend is your ex-boyfriend, leave him in the past.
Ooh, you sound like her husband. Tight.
I'm telling you right. Oh, I'm swear to God, I'm tight. Whole damn party gonna be different. Matter of fact, I probably won't have a party next year.
What is he doing at the party, though?
Why is he here? Who told him to come? But how he in my house? Oh, hell no. Nah.
That's impossible.
It's nowhere in hell you in my house. Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. You cannot be that damn stupid.
She's like, you know, let's all get along. It's all love in 2025.
Yeah, but, right. It's only few of the Smith family can do that. Everybody ain't like that. Everybody can't do what the Smiths
do. Jaden,
you ain't the Smiths, so just don't.
Who are the Smiths? Who are they talking
Will
about?
And Jaden.
Will and Jaden.
You know, Will and Jaden and all them people be over the house, be vacationing and talking and stuff.
Moving in.
It went right over my head.
All up at the top of the volcano with each other. Ain't no, I'm going to say somebody get pushed in.
All right, we're going to move on to Juan in Toledo before he gets really hot. All right, I'm 57 and I've never had chitterlings. I'm black and Mexican and I was raised by my black mama, so I know black culture. My wife's brother tried to prank me into eating some and I lost it. How do I stop this clown from questioning my blackness?
Listen. If you fit that and you ain't had no chitterlings.
Okay, stop right there. Because you said chitlings.
First of all,
let me stop this whole thing. If you're 57 and you're like Shirley and you haven't had any chitterlings, right there, that's why your ass is getting questioned about your blackness. Because they're not chitterlings, they're chitlings. And if you're 57 and ain't had no chitlings,
come on,
your ass is Mexican. Just go on and be that.
Just bottom line.
Just bottom line. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm some great Mexican people. Just go on and be that. Stop telling people.
It's too late.
That would be, for example, I'll give you an example. If you are Mexican and you want to identify as Mexican, but somebody in your family black, and you tell the people in the Mexican side you ain't never had a taco or a burrito, they're going to put your ass out.
So allow us the same courtesy.
So just give us the courtesy. Some things that's us with. It ain't for everybody. I got that. You know, but if that's the part that's holding you back, and you're calling them chitterlings, they're right. You just Shirley said that, but that's why you can't put that. Shirley said chitterlings.
Correct.
See, look at Shirley. She bougie.
Shirley, you've never had chitterlings?
I didn't say that. I have tasted them. Yes.
Okay.
No, we said had. We say tasted.
No, I have not.
You got a bowl.
Well, you can taste them. Let me tell you something. Every black person don't like chicken.
Thank you.
I'm just going to tell you that.
No.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
My husband had to have them in a pot on a stove at one point in time in your house.
Right.
I had to clean them. Mm-hmm. I had to clean them and cook them because I can cook them good.
And we're all the way black.
All the way. Got on a black shirt right now.
Yes. All right, moving on.
At our black job.
Yeah. All the way.
All right, CLO, moving on to Brianna in Roswell. Brianna writes, I've been a side chick for 2 years, and I'm in it for a long run because I believe it when he says he loves me. He does everything for me, and he lets me drive one of his cars. He said his wife knows about me, and can I trust him with my heart? That is her question, CLO.
Does he love you? Yeah, he's in love with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you trust him with your heart? He already got it. But now, let me tell you what ain't happening, though.
Okay.
He ain't told his wife about you. I promise you, that ain't happening.
He lined up.
Yeah, that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie. And you driving the car, and it ain't blew up yet? What black wife?
Wait, what?
Then what black wife you know gonna sit up there and let you tell him you got a side chick, and she driving one of the cars? Boy, let me tell you something.
Unheard of.
Black women don't share good. I'm just going to tell you that. They don't share good. Men, clothes, dresses, cars, they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, ma'am, can you trust? You're in it for the long haul. You've made that decision. You're an adult. You can do what you want to do. You will forever be the side chick or a side chick.
Okay.
Even if you get out of this, you open to the side chick thing, that's what you're going to be. You're not going to be number one. Mm-hmm. He does love you, and he can be in love with you. All that can be true. And can you trust him with your heart? Not if his wife finds out. And he done told you his wife know about you. Girl, bye. Let me ask you something. Yeah. What did he say to his wife?
That's what I want.
I want to hear that conversation.
That line that supposedly worked. Yeah. I want to hear that.
The one where she know about you.
Give us an example.
Girl, are you that stupid?
Give us an example, Steve. What you think?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
I can't
roll these big ass lips up to say nothing like that. I can't even shake my mouth. If I try, okay, I'm gonna try.
Come on, just try.
Baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do every yeah.
What happened?
Wait, here we go. Baby,
thank you, CLO.
Hold on one more time.
Coming up at the top of the hour,
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.